Well, we all have our ups and downs in life, don't we? And I, for one, Penny Taylor, am no exception. In fact, these last 2 years have really been quite eventful. Oh, I so miss Joe. And I think that was the main reason I got a lodger. Yeah, I felt lonely, and I thought a bit of extra money would help, so why not? I thought it would be so easy. So I phoned my friend Chloe, and she told me not to do it, but I ignored her. And after seeing a few people, including a chap called Harry, I asked Sarah to be my lodger. She seemed so nice, but wow, did I get that wrong. And Newport's got good restaurants and pubs. It's got a cinema and... Oh, do you go to the gym or anything?
Yes, I've been going to the gym about twice a week.
Oh, very good. Well, there are some good fitness centres on the island.
I'll have to have a look. Well, when will you let me know about here?
I'll phone you in a couple of days. Thanks so much for coming. It's been really good to see you.
And you. Bye then. Hope to see you again soon.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Ooh, who shall I choose?
You had to steal to feed your habit. You didn't tell me about that, did you? Look, it's not that bad. Honestly, I'm clean now. I'll never touch the stuff again. I'm a new person. I'm never, ever going to do drugs again.
And what about work? Do you honestly work for the council?
Yes, that's true. I do work for the council.
But Harry said you had no qualifications. Absolutely none.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, and I believe him. OK, so what qualifications have you got? Honestly, the absolute truth.
I haven't got many.
Oh, Sarah. So how in the hell do you work for the council in the council tax department?
I don't. Well, I mean, I do. I really work for the council.
Oh, give me a break.
No, I do. But with the post. I deal with all the post.
Oh, for goodness sake. Why didn't you tell me that? There's nothing wrong with working in the post department. That's a good job. But no, you had to lie.
I eventually found out that Harry and her were both done for drugs and stealing and went to prison for it. They actually met in rehab and then they both decided to come to the island. Sarah was so frightened of him as he was such a bully. But then she wrote me a note saying she couldn't bear to be without him and she went back to London to be with him. I dread to think what's happened to her. Anyway, enough of this doom and gloom. I did get another lodger called Kathy, and she couldn't be more different to Sarah. Kathy's great. She's a bit abrupt sometimes, but you know where you are with her.
Okay, and I'll get us another one as well, Connie.
So, is Jill not working tonight?
Oh, yes, she's here. But Mike and I have decided to be very nice to her.
Why?
She's a miserable old cow, isn't she?
Kathy, why don't you say it louder? Then the whole pub will hear.
Well, she is.
Do you know her, then?
No, it's just what I've heard.
Well, Mike and I have agreed to be pleasant to her. We don't want her to put us off from coming in here.
Pleasant to her? Why would you do that? I don't get it. If you don't like someone, you don't like them. You can't possibly pretend that you do.
The thing is, she has got a bit of a reputation as a flirt, and she does annoy some people. But I really like her. But don't ever go on holiday with her. The first holiday we did was to go on a cruise, and we almost sunk.
Just forget it. Don't let her spoil your holiday.
I feel awful though, Penny. I didn't know he was with Lola.
Well, no, of course you didn't. But don't worry.
Well, I am. I don't want to bump into her again.
Look, we've only got one more day.
Oh, I can't eat any more of this. I feel a bit sick.
Now, come on, stop worrying. We can still enjoy... What's going on?
Penny, why are the lights out?
I don't know.
Penny, what's happening? Are you still there?
Yeah. Just stay in your seat. The emergency lights will come on soon. Kathy, are you all right?
And then the next one was in Barcelona, and we had difficulty in finding the hotel.
Kathy, we've been down this road. I remember that blue door.
Well, it's supposed to be here. This is the right road.
Well, it can't be.
It must be. It's the one we were given.
Why don't we ask someone?
Who?
Her. Go and ask her and I'll look after the cases.
But I don't speak Spanish.
Just point to the name of the hotel and the road and she'll understand.
Well, Don't go anywhere.
I'm hardly going to go anywhere with these, am I? Yours is so heavy. What have you got in it?
It's okay. The hotel is just down here.
But we've been down here.
Well, we must have missed it. It's definitely down here on the right.
I can't see how we could have missed it.
Well, we obviously did.
Well, as soon as we get there, I need a shower.
Oh, so do I. But it's okay. You can go first.
Right, well, where is it?
It should be here.
Kathy, this place is all boarded up.
Oh, well, just check the name. Oh, dear. She was right. This is our hotel.
But it's closed.
Yeah, I can see that. Right. Let's go back to the B&B on the corner and just stay there for tonight. We can look for a better place tomorrow.
I knew something would go wrong, but I didn't think the damn hotel would be closed.
Well, I'm sorry. Neither did I. I didn't know this was going to happen.
Kathy, the website you used must have been a scam. And they've got all our money and we've got nothing.
Oh, it does look like that.
And that's probably why we're so cheap.
Oh, come on, Penny. Best foot forward. We'll get through this. We've had worse.
Well, we did find it in the end. And we had a lovely time. I enjoyed that holiday. And so did Kathy.
Oh, sorry.
Keep your arms in, Kathy. That hurts.
Sorry, but at least I'm doing it properly. Look, you should stamp your feet like this.
Oh, just stop you showing off. Who taught you to do that?
No one. I just copied her.
I see. Gosh, she is good.
A bit like me.
Oh, I'm going to go and sit down.
Okay. Watch and learn, Penny, and then you might get better.
Oh, really? I'm going for a drink.
Thanks.
Kathy, it's the last one of the night, though. We must go to bed soon. Remember what we agreed?
Yes, I know what we said, Penny, but the night is still young and those two over there are looking at us.
Which two?
The guy sitting by the end of the stage.
Oh, no. Come on, let's drink up and go.
No, I'll get up in time. Anyway, it can't be that late.
It's 10:30. But you've got a pack, haven't you?
Yeah, but that's all right. That won't take a minute.
Well, I'm going to bed. We've had a lovely holiday, so please don't ruin it now.
Penny, all I want to do is enjoy a little bit more of the evening. I won't be long.
Yeah, we both got home okay, but it was a pity about her watch.
Kathy, just leave it. This will get ruined. Oh, good. It's about time. Okay, so if I dish out, can you pour us a glass of wine? And why were you so long?
Oh, sorry. I was looking for something.
Oh, what's that?
My watch. I can't find it anywhere.
Well, weren't you wearing it earlier?
No, I thought I'd packed it.
So when was the last time you saw it?
Well, I definitely had it on last night because Marco said that my watch looked very expensive.
Did he? Kathy, you don't think... No, no, forget it.
No, go on. Tell me what you were going to say.
No, it's nothing. I'm sure your watch would turn up.
Time has gone by so quickly and I still enjoy working at Patterson's. Nick or Mike have been over a few times in the last 2 years, just to check on the place, which is fair enough, seeing as they own it. But the trouble is, everyone gets so stressed when they visit.
Jim, have you had your lunch break?
No, not yet.
Well, you must have it.
I will, don't worry. I'll take it when Tina comes back. Tell me, what's he said about the shop?
Who, Nick?
Yeah.
Well, not a lot, really, but his face says it all.
Ah, I know. I saw him looking daggers at Debbie.
Exactly. No, he's not happy. So whatever you do, don't make any mistakes.
I'm trying not to. Oh, I wish Tina would hurry up and get back, and I can get out of this place for a bit.
Oh, look at you. I wish I could.
Mind you, we've had some dreadful problems at work. First of all, Mike left, and he didn't tell anyone he was going. He just disappeared.
You know those goods he used to buy?
Yeah.
Well, was that stock stolen?
Look, Penny, I really don't know. But I do know that we shouldn't spread rumours, OK?
You can talk. Jim, I won't say anything. I liked Mike and I thought he was a good assistant manager. In fact, I thought he had a good chance of being manager one day.
Yeah, so did I, Penny.
So, I wonder how many people will apply. Will you?
Oh, no, I don't want the responsibility. What about you?
Oh, God, no. It is funny, though, that the Pattersons are here just as Mike leaves.
No, Penny, just coincidence. The Pattersons were visiting anyway.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do.
Well, I hope we get someone nice. I hope Tina Long doesn't apply.
Oh, so do I. Can you imagine what it'd be like if she was in charge?
Oh, it would be dreadful. If she was in management, I think I would leave.
So would I, Penny. No doubt about it. I really don't like the woman, and I just couldn't work for her.
Jim, what do you think really happened with Mike?
Really?
Yeah.
I think he resigned before they had a chance to sack him.
Well, in the end, Debbie was appointed as assistant manager. Oh, and she had an awful time and didn't cope at all well with all the problems. You see, what happened was there was a hit and run on the island and the chap died and he was Peter Ryan. And rumours went round that Mike was responsible. You see, Mike owed this chap a lot of money and he was selling some dodgy stock for him. I don't know why he got involved with him in the first place. The Ryans are not the sort of people you do business with, and he would have known that. Oh, anyway, Mike was charged and went to court, and thank goodness was found not guilty. But that's when the problems at the shop started.
Sorry, Debbie, there's a problem in the storeroom. Come and have a look.
What's happened?
Come and see.
Oh, what is that smell?
Look.
What is it?
It's compost. Someone has spread compost all over the floor.
Oh, that's revolting. How did they get in?
The back window is open.
Well, Michael should have checked that.
I know he should have. But remember, he wasn't feeling that good yesterday. He was probably in a rush to get home.
Well, eventually it was all too much for Debbie, and she went off with stress. And when she came back, I think she came back far too soon, to be honest. Because she kept making mistakes, like she got the rotor wrong, and it's not that difficult to do. Now, keep this to yourself, okay? She was seen with the folder that went missing, and she was seen taking money out of a till. Also, when the system crashed, which meant nothing worked, and some experts said it must have been done by someone who works at the shop, people started pointing their fingers at Debbie. Well, eventually someone officially complained about her, and she left. I don't blame her, really. So, as far as I know, she's still on the mainland. I don't really know. I haven't heard from her in ages. Right, well, I can't remember exactly when she joined us, but Amy now works at Patterson's and is now full-time, and I really like her. She's planning to go to university to be a nurse, which I think is great. I'm really pleased for her. But I don't think her mum is so keen, as she likes to have Amy at home to look after her all the blooming time.
Mum, I'm home. Mum, where are you? Mum, what are you doing in bed?
Oh, Amy, darling, you're home.
Why are you in bed? What's wrong?
Oh, don't worry. I just don't feel so good, that's all.
Are you feeling dizzy?
Just a little.
Have you been to work today?
No, I couldn't face it. But as I say, don't worry about me. I'm sure I'll feel better tomorrow.
Oh, poor you. Look, can I get you anything?
Oh, that's so sweet of you. But I don't want to be a nuisance.
Mum... Now tell me, what would you like? Have you eaten anything?
No, not really.
Right, well, would you like me to make you some toast and a nice cup of tea?
Oh, that'd be lovely, sweetheart. But are you sure you can spare the time?
Yes, of course I can.
Now, Amy's dad, and I've never met him, is still working in Italy, so Amy went over to see him. I was amazed her mum let her, but she did. Anyway, Amy said she had a fabulous time. But now keep this to yourself, okay? I heard from someone or other that she got pregnant, but she wasn't. I think it's dreadful how rumours are spread, don't you? Anyway, I've never said anything to her about it, and I don't aim to. I did, though, say something to her recently, because I thought she'd lost weight, and God, did she get annoyed? I've never seen her like that. Anyway, I'm not mentioning it again, not unless she loses more weight, and then I suppose I'll have to. Right, now, what else has happened? Well, Jim still works at Patterson's, and yeah, he's just the same. No. In fact, I think he's not. He's worse, if anything. He seems to think every female will adore him. And the thing is, most of them do. Ah, now that reminds me. One night he got stuck in the lift with Kathy. No, I don't know what they were doing in there. Some private party or something. Anyway, Michael and I thought it was funny.
Jim? Jim, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Michael. I feel such an idiot.
Oh, don't worry. You'll soon be out. Just stay nice and calm and relaxed, okay?
Mm. Right, that's done. Oh. Why on earth did they use the lift?
Heaven only knows.
Look, can I help? I could try and prise the doors open.
No!
No,
no, don't. Please don't do that. Let's wait for the engineers to come.
Okay, well, I'll go and get us refills then.
Oh, yeah, okay, thanks. Well, this is fun, isn't it?
Michael, don't laugh.
Now, what else? Oh, yeah, Megan Davis is the new assistant manager. And needless to say, Jim immediately wanted to know everything about her.
Oh, she's ever so nice.
So, what did she say then?
Well, she lives in Shanklin and she might get a dog.
Well, I don't like dogs.
Well, she's not buying you one.
Well, I hope she gets a small one.
Oh, well, I must tell her. I'm sure she'd want to know that.
Oh, very funny. So, what else did she say?
Nothing much.
Is she married?
I don't know. I didn't ask her.
Oh, you're no good.
Jim, I only just met her. I can't go asking about her private life.
But what about that family disaster? What was that all about?
I have no idea.
Oh, Penny, you're hopeless.
Jim, you're too nosy.
No, I'm not. I'm just interested in what people get up to.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Well, you can ask her yourself. She's just coming over. Oh, don't forget, don't be rude. And no crude jokes, okay?
She is actually very nice. But I hope Jim leaves her alone.
So, how did your first day go?
Oh, it was great. Everyone seems really friendly.
Good. So, if it's all right with you, tomorrow I thought we could spend some time on stock control and continue with the health and safety.
Yep, that all sounds good to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come in.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise you had someone with you.
No problem, Jim. What can I do for you?
I just wondered if you were up for a pint later.
I'll tell you what, I'll text you later.
Yeah, okay. Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
Right. Well, I'll hear from you later then.
Now, if I remember right, his name is Jim?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, he seems very nice.
Oh, and of course, there was the Isle of Wight Festival. Kathy said it was brilliant.
Don't you just love it here?
Well, there's nothing like watching a live band, is there?
Gotcha.
Oh, Jim, frighten the life out of me.
And it's lovely to see you too.
Come on then, Jim. Do you want to dance?
Oh, absolutely. I won't say no to such a lovely lady.
And what about me?
Oh, next time, dear heart, I'll dance with anyone.
Jim, move your hand, please. Remember, I'm married.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean any harm.
Oh, look, Connie. It's what's-her-name and she's coming over.
You what? Oh, no, I don't believe it.
Hello, everyone.
Kathy, what a lovely surprise. It's great to see you. Come here.
Get off. Oh, come on, Jim. Let's go to the drinks tent.
Oh, OK. See you later, ladies.
I told you, that woman is a right hag.
You're not jealous, are you?
No. Just annoys me that she manages to wrap every man she meets round her little finger. Oh, Jim, this was a brilliant idea, us all meeting up like this.
Well, I thought so.
Connie, how do you feel?
I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I think it's lovely we're all together.
Well, I'm not staying long, because I'm meeting up with Sinead in half an hour.
Oh, Amy, can't you see her later?
No, Mum.
Well, leave her alone. It's nice she met up with us soldiers at all.
But I'm her mum.
Exactly. I wouldn't have wanted to go to a festival and be with my mum.
Thanks, Connie.
Well, our family's not like that.
Well, I feel very lucky to have such a lovely lot of ladies by my side.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not lovely, Jim.
No,
don't we just know? Because I think we're all amazing.
Oh, for goodness sake, look at Jim.
Oh, he's obviously obviously enjoying himself.
What's Catherine doing?
She's dancing.
You call that dancing?
Oh, look, there's Derek Sandy. And now, he's a real gem.
Oh, he's a brilliant ambassador to the island. Did you see him on TV?
Yeah, I thought he was great.
Kathy, come on, hold on to me.
Well, I'm definitely coming again next year.
So am I. There's nothing like it.
It just gets to you, doesn't it?
The thing about the Isle of Wight Festival is it doesn't matter how old you are, we all have a good time. It's really fantastic. Across the sea, welcome to the Isle of
Wight. I hope you're gonna stay alive. Ah, now, Michael is the manager of Patterson's. He's lovely. Yeah, I mean, really lovely. And we did have a few dates together.
Oh, this has all been absolutely wonderful.
Well, good. Well, as I say, it does have a very good reputation.
The views are amazing. Just look at that. That's the life, isn't it?
Well, see that blue-sided boat?
Mm-hmm.
The people in the corner there came off that one.
Really? Wow, it's a beautiful boat. Can you imagine it? You just put down your anchor and come ashore for dinner.
I think I could cope.
Michael, I've had a lovely evening.
And it's been my pleasure. Penny, do you think we could do this again sometime?
Yes, that would be lovely.
I mean, maybe not here. We could try another restaurant.
Yeah, that would be great. Honestly, Michael, I'd love to.
Well, that was until Mike came back on the scene.
Penny, please don't look so worried. The holiday will be fine, honestly.
Oh, it's not that.
Well, what is it then? You haven't been yourself all evening.
No, it's nothing really.
Penny, you could tell me. You don't want to throw me out, do you?
No, of course I don't. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I was thinking you'd had enough of me. I haven't done anything wrong, have I? That I've forgotten about.
No, it's nothing to do with you.
Oh, no, it's not the lamp, is it? The police haven't raided Jim's house and arrested him.
No, it's nothing like that.
Well, go on then, what is it? Is it work?
No. Oh, Kathy, it's Mike.
Okay.
His court case is being held on the island and he wants to see me.
Oh, I see. Well, how do you feel about that?
I'm not sure.
Well, Penny, if you like, I'll come with you.
Oh, that's really sweet of you, but I'm going with Jim.
Oh, no, that's a very good idea.
Well, Mike asked Jim if the three of us can meet up.
So, what's the problem?
The problem is, what do I say to him? What do you say to someone that might be going to prison?
Ah, I see what you mean. I don't know, Penny. I've never been in that position. Well, what's your gut feeling? Do you want to see him?
I think so, but I feel nervous about it. Is that being silly?
No, it's not. Well, for once, I don't really know what to say. Hang on, though, there is one thing. Do you think Michael will mind? Because, well, he may feel a bit jealous about you two meeting up.
That's just what I said to Jim. But he said Michael's not like that.
Well, how does he know? How can he say how Michael will feel?
Oh, Kathy, what shall I do?
Look, let's face it, you're not in a proper relationship with Michael yet, so let's assume he won't mind. In fact, he doesn't even need to know. So, if that was the case, what would you do?
I'd see Mike. I have to, don't I?
Oh, Penny, you don't have to. But I must admit, I thought you'd want to.
I do. Yeah, I do. But I don't want to upset anyone.
Penny, before you go, you know what you said about Mike?
Hmm?
I mean, when you said you wouldn't know what to say to him.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you see what he wants to talk about? Give him the chance to talk and you just listen.
Yeah, could do. But what if he doesn't say anything either? That could be really embarrassing.
Well, remember, Jim will be there.
Yes, I know. But what if Jim asks embarrassing questions?
No, I think Jim will be tactful. No, really. Look, what I'm trying to say is just don't worry about what you're all going to talk about. Just be there for him, Penny.
So where are you staying?
Oh, Connie said I could stay with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I said I could find my own place, but Connie wouldn't hear of it. You have met Connie, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I got very well with her.
And so do I. Do you know, she taught me how to swim.
Did she really?
Yeah, we used to meet up regularly and then go for a drink afterwards. And do you know what? And you probably don't know this, Penny. She often insisted on paying for the drinks.
God, that was very kind of her.
Yeah, but she's like that. She's done very well for herself, you know, but she doesn't brag about it.
I've always wondered why she gave up diving to work in a cafe.
Well, as you know, diving's a very physical job, and I think, well, just between you and me, she'd had enough of it.
Well, she was good at teaching me to swim.
What, without armbands?
Oh, very funny.
So, Mike, what time are you meeting her?
Oh, gosh, I must get going. I said I'd be at her place at 7:30.
Oh, OK. Well, it's been great to see you.
I'll see you soon, mate. And Penny, it's been lovely to see you. I've missed you, you know.
Have you?
Yes. I wish things had worked out differently.
Well, it's been lovely to see you, Mike. And I'll be thinking of you.
Will you give me a hug? Oh, you don't know how much I've been longing for that.
You'll be in my prayers, Mike.
Penny? No, sorry. I must go. I'll see you both soon. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, see you soon.
Bye, Mike. Oh, I know. Why Mike? He doesn't seem very reliable. He doesn't even have a job. But I do really like him. And we've had some lovely times together, but... Ah, now I think this is funny. I didn't to begin with, but I do now. You see, Kathy keeps barging in on us, and Mike is starting to get really annoyed with her.
Hello, Kathy. I take it he was good.
He was brilliant.
Good evening, Kathy.
Oh, Mike, how wonderful to see you. Oh, you've got fizz. I'll go and get a glass. Is that okay?
Yes, of course it is. Go on.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, so here we go again.
What do you mean?
Well, every time, without fail, she comes in either drunk or ill.
No, she doesn't.
Penny, she is a dreadful lodger. I'd get rid of her if I was you.
Mike really shouldn't have said that about Kathy. So, I told Kathy she's not going anywhere. And I'm not sure about him staying here. I mean, as well as Kathy, not instead of. But then he may have to, if Connie does want to throw him out.
Can I help myself to a beer?
Yeah, of course you can.
Do you want one?
Yeah, please.
What? Thought you'd have a whiskey.
Oh, no, not yet. It's a bit early.
Well, I've never heard you say that before.
Well, I'm a bit worried about something, to be honest.
Oh? What is it? What's happened?
Well, Mike, I'm a bit, you know, concerned. You haven't got a job yet.
Oh, I see. Well, it's not that easy, is it?
But are you really looking for one?
Yes. Every day I look to see what's about.
But you haven't had many interviews, have you?
No, because there hasn't been anything I really want to do.
Well, the thing is...
What?
Well, maybe you could get something part-time. At least that would be something.
Sis, I am trying.
Well, did you go to the shop in Scarrett's Lane?
No. I'm not sure I want to go back into retail.
Well, what about the new cafe and ride?
Do you know how much they pay?
No, but at least it would be something.
Oh, you've got to be joking. I'm not working for that.
Well, when will you get a job then?
Connie, what's the matter? What's brought this on, eh?
Nothing. I was just hoping that you'd have a job by now, that's all.
You want me to move out, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm not saying that.
Well, it sounds like it to me. You want to rent the house out to someone else, don't you? And then you'd get tons of money. That's the reason for this conversation, isn't it?
No, Mike, I'm not asking you to move out.
Oh, all you're doing is just thinking of yourself. I thought you understood what I've been through.
I do.
No, you don't. You just want the money. And it's not as if you haven't got enough already.
Mike, I think you'd better go.
Well, I can take the beer with me, and I'll pay you for it later, shall I?
Oh, Mike, don't be like that.
Well, you didn't get what you've got today without being tight with money.
Mike!
Well, it's true.
Look, when you moved into the house, we agreed you'd pay me rent. Yes?
Yes, but I don't have any work, so I can't pay you, can I?
So what are you living on?
That's my business. Oh, and you can keep the bloody beer. It's leaving a nasty taste in my mouth.
Oh, I don't know what to do. And as for us going on holiday, well, I didn't realise that's what he had in mind.
Penny, you know I said I wouldn't ask you again?
Yes.
Well, have you thought about what I said?
Yeah, but I haven't decided yet.
Well, you'll have to soon and we won't get anything.
Well,
Well, we can always get something last minute.
Oh, no. I don't think that's a good idea.
Mike, can I ask you something?
Yeah?
Why didn't you answer my calls?
Oh, I told you. I've been so busy trying to find work. I'm sorry. I just forgot.
You forgot?
Penny, it wasn't just that. Well, to be honest, I felt a bit down recently. I haven't felt like talking to anyone.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry. It's nothing against you.
So have you found work?
No. And I've tried everything. I've been here, there and everywhere asking people for work.
Well, something will come along, so don't worry about it.
Well, the thing is, Connie's on my back about paying her rent.
Oh, that's so unfair. She knows you'll pay her when you've got work.
I know. But she's asking for money now, or she's going to throw me out.
What? She can't do that.
Yeah, she can. She just doesn't care what happens to me.
Well, we won't be able to go on holiday then.
Why?
Well, how will you be able to afford it?
Well, I was hoping that if you paid, I'd pay you back when I got work.
Oh, I don't have enough money to pay for both of us.
Oh, I see.
Honestly, I don't think he should have assumed I'd pay. But, yeah, I like Mike. But he needs to get a job. That's not too much to ask, is it? I hope all this doesn't sound too gloomy, because it isn't. And I have had a laugh with Kathy. Oh, I must tell you. One night I went out with friends, and we all came back to the house to find Kathy doing her tribal dance. Well, that's Kathy for you. And none of us will ever forget it.
I'm sorry, Kathy, I just forgot.
How could you forget to tell me that you had friends coming to stay?
Well, I just did. I'm sorry. I did want to talk to you, if you remember.
Yeah, but then I couldn't stop, could I? So you should have phoned me. I had no idea they were going to be here.
I'm sorry.
And who were the other lot?
Oh, those friends did turn up unexpected. No, honestly, I didn't know they were coming.
Well, you really should have told me, Penny, about the other friends. I felt a complete idiot.
Kathy, I'm sorry.
If only you'd made a noise when you came in.
Well, I told them not to because I didn't want to wake you.
Penny, I was doing my tribal dance.
I know, Kathy, I saw you.
And so did the other two. And the worst thing was, I thought you were in bed.
No, we'd all gone out.
Well, obviously.
Well, didn't you see their bags?
Well, no, I didn't. And if I had, I wouldn't have been dancing like an idiot, would I?
They didn't mind.
I minded. I don't normally dance in front of complete strangers, half naked.
No, I suppose not.
And then the next day, when the others appear, you told them all about it. You even told Scarlett.
I didn't tell them, it was Andrew.
I could have died with embarrassment, Penny.
You're very flexible, you know. Andrew couldn't believe anyone could get into that position. When he had a go.
Oh, Penny, it's not funny. I'll never be able to face them again.
Why? They won't remember your face, Kathy.
Now, the new cafe that's opened is called Garden Isle Cafe, and it's lovely. Helen owns it, and Connie, that's Mike's sister, works there with Petra and Millie. Amy used to work there part-time, but she doesn't anymore. Amy says that one minute her mum, Helen, wants her dad home and helping her with the cafe, and the next she doesn't. Helen's a funny lady. Anyway, Amy said that Helen went on a surprise visit to see Vince, that's Amy's dad, and it didn't go as planned.
Helen, stop shouting.
So who is she then, that tart I found in your room?
She's head of human resources. There's going to be redundancies, as the company isn't doing very well.
Well then, now is the best time to leave, isn't it?
No, I think I should stay. They've been very good to me.
But what about the cafe? You said you'd work there.
I said I'd give it a go, but I've changed my mind.
Well, you can't.
I damn well can, and I think I should stay and help them through this difficult time.
But we said...
No, I've decided I'm staying. I'll be home in a month for a week's holiday, and that will be all.
No, it won't. You'll come home for good, or we're finished. Give me that phone. No, let me have it. Oh, it's a message from Katerina. Let's see what she has to say.
Helen.
Oh, Vince. Sei libero stasera? Mi manchi. Vince. Oh.
She's head of human resources. What a load of rubbish. I'm not stupid, Vince. I know what's going on. Right, we'll both fly back on Monday and that's the end of it. I might not understand Italian, Vince, but I know what kisses are.
Helen, you can fly back, but I'm not coming. I'm staying here where I feel happy and wanted. You can go back to your stupid little cafe, but I'm not working there. I don't want anything to do with it.
Oh, gosh, I've got to tell you this. Well, you won't believe this. At the last staff Christmas party, there was an argument with Jim and some guys, and he was punched and knocked down to the floor. And that's why we thought the police had arrived. But it wasn't because of that. Her body had been found in the river. I know, here on the Isle of Wight, it's unbelievable. So, for ages, nobody knew who it was. And then we found out that it was Harry. Well, for one moment, I thought it was my friend Andrew who may have done it. But, of course, it wasn't. Anyway, the police said it was an accident. Gosh, I mean, everyone was talking about it. And then Kathy, in her normal, blunt fashion, said to me, "You know what? Sarah could have been on the island when Harry's body was found." Well, at first, I didn't understand what she was going on about. But I do now. No, the police said it was an accident. Ah, now, one of the best things that has happened is the Fox has reopened. The new landlord is Pete, and he seems very nice. And Alice and Jill also work there. Alice can't wait for the open mic, but not everyone is so optimistic.
It's a little bit risky having people turn up and performing, not knowing how good they are.
No, I've never seen anyone that's really bad.
But it could happen.
I suppose so.
What would Pete do if they did?
What?
What would he do if someone was so bad they needed to be stopped because they were sending the customers away?
Jill, that simply won't happen. Well, you're a bundle of joy, aren't you?
I was only asking.
Ah, now, you know when you do something and you wish you hadn't? Well, Kathy wanted to learn how to play the trumpet. And, yeah, clever old me. I got one for her. Big mistake. She is dreadful. And she's had it a few weeks now, and she's no better. The thing is, I'd never tell her that. Well, you can't, can you? But it gets worse. She can't wait to show off her talents at the open mic.
Oh, for goodness sake, Kathy. Can you give it a rest, please?
Oh, Penny, I've got to practice. There's going to be an open mic at the Fox.
And you're going to play the trumpet?
Well, I'm not going to play anything else, am I?
Well, but do you think you're ready?
Well, not yet. That's why I've got to practice.
Have you heard there's a professional trumpet player on the island soon?
Oh, yeah, I had a text from Jim about it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and he asked me if I'd like to go. So I was going to ask you if you and Mike would like to join us.
Oh, I don't think that's his sort of thing, to be honest.
Oh, please, Penny. Mike would enjoy it.
Well, I'll ask him.
Oh, please come. It'll be so inspiring. And hopefully you'll be able to appreciate how wonderful the trumpet can be.
But I do that already.
Do you?
Yes, of course I do. It's an amazing instrument.
Well, why are you always telling me to stop playing then?
Well, that's different.
Why?
Well, you, well, it's like you said, you need a little more practice, don't you?
Exactly. So, I'll carry on now for another 20 minutes and then I'll do the dinner, OK?
Oh, but Kath, oh, wait. Oh, I wonder if I could hide the blooming thing.
Well, I would say that on the whole, the last 2 years have been good. I hope Kathy stays as my lodger, and I hope Mike gets a job. Jim's always talking about retiring, but he won't. He likes the attention from everybody too much. Anyway, Patterson's wouldn't be the same without him, and he does throw a fantastic party.
Oh, thank you, Penny. That's my favourite wine. Oh, thank you.
Well, keep that one for yourself for later.
Here you are.
I've got this one for now.
Will we? Well, what can I get you to drink?
Oh, a gin and tonic, please.
Okay.
A glass of white wine, please.
Right. Come this way. Honestly, just help yourself to anything you want, okay?
Oh, it's lovely to see you, Jim. Can't take my eyes off you. Seeing you.
Yes, what a surprise.
Oh, I love the dress.
Oh, thanks.
There's a lot of work here, isn't there?
Yeah,
I'm glad Amy came. I like Amy.
Oh, so do I. I tell you who I haven't seen yet. It's Jeff. Oh, I spoke too soon. He's over there talking to Connie.
Connie's here?
Yeah, she asked me for a lift. Her car's broken down.
Oh, so you're giving her a lift back?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Sorry to interrupt, but have you two had any food yet?
No, I was just about to.
Now then, which one of you lovely ladies will dance with me?
I will.
So, Amy, would you like to dance?
Me? Oh, that would be nice.
Let's go and get some grub.
Yeah, good idea.
Right, the taxi's due at 12. Are you ready or walk home?
Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons. Wise men never try.
What are you two up to? Are you scheming or something?
Is it that obvious?
What are you two up to?
Well, we think Jim needs to choose between the two of us.
What are you on about?
Well, we both want Jim, and he seems to be keen on both of us. Whoops!
Mind your glass, thing.
So, we're going to ask him straight. Which one of us does he want to go out with?
I've just met Les.
Ooh, what's he like?
Les is female. She's very nice, very pretty, and has been in a relationship with Jim for 6 years.
What?
Yep. And from what I gather, they have a very open relationship. Is that what either of you want?
Me?
No.
Oh, no, that's not my scene.
Do you know what? I don't believe either of you.
I am, though, a bit worried about Amy, because you know when you get this feeling that something's wrong?
Amy, I'm so glad you like it. I wasn't sure you'd like the colour.
Oh, no, I love it. Thank you.
And I've got you this.
Oh, Alice, it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Are they real stones?
Of course.
Wow.
Right, well, cheers and happy birthday.
Cheers! Oh, so where's the food? I'm absolutely starving.
So am I.
Do you think we should have ordered extra chips?
Nah, there'll be plenty.
You can always have some of mine.
Well, you're not having any of mine.
Oh, at last.
Two steaks.
Thank you. Who's that?
That's Jill.
She's a bit grumpy, isn't she?
Oh, she's all right. Gosh, that was quick. She's coming back.
And here's a gammon.
Thank you.
Does she ever smile?
Who, Jill? No, not really.
I bet she's fun to work with.
I told you, she's okay.
So what happened about our company that we were going to start?
Well, that didn't happen, did
it? Because we couldn't think of what to do. And the fact that you're going off to uni soon.
Ooh, which one are you going to?
Southampton.
I'm so pleased.
Oh, good. So we'll still see lots of you then.
But you'll have to live at home?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd want to move away.
And leave us?
No, leave her mum.
Here you go, Amy. Let me fill you up.
Oh, thanks. I think it'd be great to go to uni.
You wouldn't get in.
I could do retakes.
And what would you study? Alice would study the art of indecision.
Oh, go on, laugh. I don't care. One day I'll be rich and famous.
Really?
Yes. You, Amy, will be a nurse. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good job. You, Petra, will be married with hundreds of children. And I'll be...
Yes, we're waiting.
I'll be... Oh, I don't know, but I know I won't be working here.
Do you have any idea of what you want to do in the future, Alice?
No, not really. Amy, don't you want those chips?
No.
Oh, can I have them?
Yeah, take them as you like.
Oh, sorry, I have to go see who that is. Amy, what's wrong?
Oh, it's nothing. Well, there's obviously something wrong, because of the look on your face.
Look, I've said there's nothing wrong, so just forget it. Will you please take those damn chips away? I don't want them.
But she has got two really good friends, Petra and Alice, and I'm sure she'd talk to them if there was a problem.
Anyone else want topping up?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, I'll have a little bit more.
Here we go.
We can always get another bottle.
Well, I don't think I'll want any more.
Well, I do. Are you sure you don't want a pudding, Amy?
No, I'll stick with the wine, thanks.
Oh, sorry, it's Mum. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
You know what she's like. I'll just let her know we're still eating.
Well, some of us are.
Okay, so I don't want a pudding, so what? I don't have to, you know. Sorry, Alice. Look, I'm going to Lou. I won't be a minute.
Okay.
Oh, Amy's left her phone on the table.
Has she? Well, pass it here then.
You can't look at her phone.
Yes, I can.
But it'll be locked.
Yeah, but I know how to get in.
But what about her fingerprint?
That doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
I'll just have a quick look at her emails and see what she does on Facebook.
We'll be quick, will you? What is it, Alice?
No.
What?
Karina's contacting her all the time.
So?
I mean, there's tons and tons of messages and... Oh, God, that's horrible.
What is?
Look. No wonder she doesn't eat properly.
We'll give it here then. Oh
my God.
Yeah. Right, we'll put it back before she gets back.
Okay. Cora, I can't believe it.
Well, whatever you do, don't say anything, okay? We'll have to talk about this later.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, thanks.
Alice, do you want some more now?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
No, fill it up, please.
Oh, I must contact Connie. I saw her the other day and she didn't look at all happy.
How did you meet them?
Oh, it was when I worked in Spain.
What, you met diving?
No, funnily enough. We met through a mutual friend because we all used to go to the same bar.
Oh, so have they got a boat?
I think they have now.
Why doesn't she ever come over?
Well, I don't know. I've never asked. I suppose she just doesn't want to.
Hasn't he got a brother or a sister?
Who told you that?
Well, I think it was Amy.
Well, he has a brother, Mike.
Oh, no, not another one.
No. Now, he's married to Jane and she's ever so nice.
So aren't they involved in running the business?
Well, Nick and Mike used to run it together. In fact, at one point, it was Mike who seemed to be in charge. But now it's definitely Nick, and Mike doesn't seem to do anything.
They might have fallen out.
No, it's not that. I just think Nick is more interested in the company, that's all. I think Mike would like to sell it. Oh, but please, don't tell anyone that. Gosh, if that got out, it would be awful.
No, I won't say anything. Does he ever see you when he comes over?
Well, he does if he has the time.
Oh, does he?
Helen, it's not like that.
Really?
Yes, I've told you, he's happily married. Oh, Millie, I didn't know you were in here. Helen, do you think Millie heard our conversation?
No, I don't think so.
But we don't know how long she was there for, do we?
No, but it couldn't have been that long.
Oh, I hope she didn't hear me talk about Nick. Or his brother, for that matter.
Look, do you want me to have a word with her?
No, I don't see the point. It's just that... Well, I'm a bit worried she might start spreading rumours, that's all.
No, I don't think she'd do that. I don't think she's like that.
The problem is that if she does say something about the Pattersons, Nick will know it came from me.
Look, if you're going to keep worrying about it, I will have a word with her.
Oh, I don't think it would help.
Well, I do. I'd remind her that anything we hear at work stays at work.
And you think she'll keep to that?
Well, yes, I hope so.
No, she'd just agree with you now and then later tell everyone. That's the one thing about the island that I don't like. Everyone knows everyone else's business.
No, they don't. And anyway, not everyone listens to gossip.
Don't they?
No, I don't.
Well, as for me, things could be worse. So, really, I haven't got anything to complain about. The thing is, you never know what tomorrow will bring, do you?